This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass controlling the controls. And Mr. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom controlling the news. So that's the cast of characters here. In the studio with us now, Chris Markle is back. He is one of the senior advancement officers at Susquehanna University, which means he's basically a fundraiser type situation, right?
That's correct, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming. And you're also on the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way Diversity and Inclusion Impact Council, and you have an event coming up that's part of this council called the Saudi Arabian Dinner. So this is the second dinner that's been held, right?
That's correct. Right. We had a dinner in November of 2017 that sold out, and there was demand to do it again, and we're excited that this Saturday we'll have a chance to really sample some great cuisine made by Saudi Arabian students, Saudi students from Susquehanna.
All right. Well, back when that first one happened, we met Abdul for the first time. Abdul Al-Zahrani is back. He's a student at Susquehanna University. Now he's a junior studying computer science. And he was, during the first one, co-organizer, cook, bottle washer, probably, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming back. I really do appreciate that. Why get involved in this, Abdul? Why you got a lot to do on campus without getting too far into this kind of thing. But you really think this is important?
Yeah, because I want people to know about other culture, to try other food, to get along with each other. So I thought it's a good idea to do this dinner.
And where are you from in Saudi Arabia? Sort of explain how you came to know Susquehanna University.
Jeddah city. It's one of the main cities in Saudi Arabia. I came because I need a degree. I needed to speak another language to see the world. So that's why I'm here.
Okay. And the Saudi Arabian dinner and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way and your efforts seem like a perfect match up. Why is that?
Since I came to Susquehanna University, people were nice to me, and I wanted to do something for them, for the whole community. And I think they deserve a good thing. Students
go to
Susquehanna. That's correct. A good food.
All right. We'll set the scene at the previous one. What's it going to look like this weekend?
The last dinner, we were at a church in Seals Grove, and it was really special where the students had a chance to talk about their culture. Everyone was getting ready for dinner. They sat, they heard a presentation by Abdul and a few of his friends, and then a number of courses were presented. It was really an hour and a half, 2 hours of just great food and a chance to learn about the culture, meet new people, and really embrace our differences. You know, that's what the Diversity Inclusion Council is really all about. And we have a pretty amazing leader, Susan Jordan. We hear Susan on your air often, and she has been really the driving force behind our council. We want to celebrate rather than just tolerate our differences, and that's what it's all about, learning from each other, trying new foods, and you'll meet new people at the dinner. And this Saturday, it'll take place at 6:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Lewisburg. That's right on 18 Market Street. Folks there have been great. They've been wonderful to work with, and we still have some tickets left. We hope to sell 100 tickets. Last time we had close to 70 at the dinner, so Abdul's buying a little more food today to begin cooking.
All right, yeah, so you can get ready for this event. So it is Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. Is there a fee to buy a ticket or to get a ticket?
Tickets are $15, and folks can get the tickets by going to gsvuw.org. the United Way website. They could also call the office if they like, and that number is 570-988-0993. And if folks had an interest in the dinner or possibly getting involved with the Diversity and Inclusion Impact Council, they could call that number. We're always looking for folks who want to add their perspective and talk about ways in which we can make this valley more inclusive and more welcoming.
And what are you preparing Saturday night? Describe one of the dishes, let's say.
One of the main dishes is called kabsa. which is a traditional food in Saudi Arabia. It's like rice, chicken, or beef. We're gonna make both of them, like chicken and beef, and a lot of spices, and it tastes good. It's delicious.
Okay, and you'll have some words too. You'll explain what you're cooking and or what you cooked at that point. You'll talk about that.
Yeah, like we do have like vegetarian food this time also. Dessert. We're gonna make like all the food that we made the last time, but we're gonna make it like bigger with extra like dishes next to it. Like,
so even if folks came to the first one, there'll be some new surprises this time.
And you also talk about the Saudi Arabian culture there.
Yeah, like we usually start like with the presentation like for 10-15 minutes maximum, like talk a little bit about Saudi Arabia, about the culture, like how people like live there, because a lot of people like they don't know like the how is the life in Saudi Arabia. It's totally different like than here. That's why like we need like 10-15 minutes maximum just to give them like a little bit of information, then we enjoy the dinner.
All right, and what are some of the myths maybe about Saudi Arabia that you'll get a chance to get rid of this weekend?
I would say like the new thing like they heard like right now, like women can drive, which is like really good, and like a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people like know about it, so it's like huge thing in Saudi Arabia right now.
All right, and so that and within your family, explain the standing that women have, sort of how you look at women.
I said it before and I will say it again, like women in Saudi Arabia, they're like, we consider them like more values than anything like we have in this life. Like more than diamonds, more than gold, more than money. And beside the driving, they do have rice more than anyone around the world.
Okay, and sometimes the news headlines don't focus on that aspect of the culture. They sort of focus on other aspects. So this should be a learning opportunity, pure education and good food.
Oh, absolutely. It's a nice mix, and we would love to see folks come out. It's 6:30 on Saturday, so this Saturday, just a few days away, at the First Presbyterian Church right in Lewisburg. Plenty of parking right there, and if folks would like a ticket, gsvuw.org. They could go right to the website or call the office at 570-988-0993. Just $15, and that covers the cost of the food. And we're excited to see what Abdul and his friends cook up.
Well, and you work hard with not only the United Way, but also with SU students to make sure that students get engaged. By the time a student graduates from Susquehanna University, they know about the local United Way, or its regional United Way, and what they are doing. The university seems to be kind of an oasis of making sure that these topics are brought up and talked about, whether it's this diversity and inclusion or whether it's sort of sending yourself around the world. You know, SU requires students to study globally, or climate change. You know, actually addressing climate change. There's no debate going on. You know, on campus, people are thinking sustainability in the future. You kind of nurture that and make sure that students kind of get this comprehensive experience.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it really stems from the program you just mentioned, Mark, the Global Opportunities Program at Susquehanna. Every student has a cultural immersion. They not only go away, they have a pre-departure course. When they come back, they have a reflection course. And it's really unique in United States higher education. We're blessed. And can you imagine the classroom discussions when you have juniors and seniors in the classroom talking about a topic? They've been all over the world, and they come back and have amazing discussions. I'm excited we have more students coming to Susquehanna from all over the world, and it enriches our campus, it enriches us personally, and we're excited. Like folks like Abdul want to get involved with the United Way and the efforts that we have right now, and he's come to some United Way Diversity and Inclusion Impact Council meetings, and we look forward to other students coming to meetings in the future.
And as part of your studies, you're going to go elsewhere other than just the SU campus. Where do your studies take you?
Hopefully, like, after I graduate, like, 1 year, like, I will apply for my master, like, in United States. Like, I'm already abroad, so I can't do the studying abroad like part of Susquehanna, but I'm already abroad here. And if I get my master, like, I will try to get it from United States. I mean, I love it here.
And where else would you study in the U.S.? I mean, you're going to go to Kentucky or something, or try to experience?
I haven't thought about, but like this area, like, I feel comfortable. I feel like I'm home.
And you're always welcomed around here?
Yeah.
You never feel any undercurrent?
Never.
No strange looks or anything?
Never.
Or?
Like, that's why I love to be here. Like, especially, like, this area. Like, I feel like I'm home. This is the fourth... this is the fourth year for me. And I never complain about anything here.
Okay.
He left and came back, too.
Yeah.
Well, you don't complain about anything. Well, you don't fit in, then. We like to complain around here.
Sometimes. It depends. But, like, I feel I'm home. Like, even when I go to other, like, states, I feel like I miss Steelers Grove. I miss, like, home. I miss Susquehanna.
All right.
It's my home.
Fantastic. Well, great. Well, you're certainly welcome here anytime, and I just think you've turned out to be a great asset here. We met you when you were just a pup a couple of years ago, and you continue to grow around here. You must be proud when you see some of the international students excelling here, or when you see your local students excelling around the world, literally.
Oh, absolutely. And in my role, I get to meet alums who maybe have been out of Susquehanna for 5, 10, 15 years or more. And to see them working all over the globe, all over the nation, and to see the ways in which they give back as Susquehanna students and alumni do, it's really powerful. And it makes me proud of everything going on at the school.
And the United Way mission and the SU mission.
We mesh well.
Right.
And the service component is something we both have as one of the key components of everything we do.
All right, Abdul Az Zarani, he's a good cook. That's what we'll say about you. It's a coincidence he's a junior computer science major at SU, but the best part is that he's a good cook. You make a great husband someday, you can cook, and you respect women, and you're international. So you got it all going on. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
For coming in. Thank you, of course, for all your efforts. You've been a big help to
us
always. Chris Markles, the Senior Advancement Officer at Susquehanna University. Diversity and Inclusion Impact Council, Saudi Arabian Dinner this Saturday, 6:30 p.m., First Presbyterian Church in Lewisburg. You do need a ticket in advance, $15, gsvuw.org. Call 988-0993.